to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
October is ADHD Awareness Month, and our next guest is a spokesperson for CHAD, Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder. She's an actress whose appearance on numerous television shows include Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, and Cold Case, but she's best known as the star of Army Wives, which airs on Lifetime Television for 7 years. Here to share her personal experience with ADHD, welcome to the show, Wendy Davis. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Welcome to the show, Wendy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's great. Share with the viewers first, what is ADHD and how does it differ from attention deficit disorder? That's a question I hear a lot.
Great. Okay, great. So you have attention deficit disorder, and so ADHD stands for hyperactive. So there's a hyperactive component included with the other symptoms of ADHD.
Gotcha. Now, there's many speculations on what causes ADHD. What does the current science show? Does genetics still play a role from what I've read?
Absolutely. It's genetic. It's a little bit like if your daddy has black hair, you might have black hair, too. It's very similar to that.
That's great. When did you first realize that you had ADHD? And were you relieved to finally have a label on your condition? Were you frustrated, really, not knowing at an early stage and then finding
Absolutely. I was a young child, and I knew that there was something different about me. At that time, I perceived it as something wrong with me. And I had to really learn how to cope as I, you know, grew into an adult. And it was very challenging. However, I did learn to... I did learn specific coping skills, how to manage my ADHD. However, there was still this, you know, deep down inside, I still really just felt like something was wrong with me. And when my daughter was in the second grade, her teacher recommended that she be tested for ADHD. She was tested and confirmed. When I spoke with her doctor, he informed me that it was hereditary. And in that moment, it explained my entire childhood.
Wow.
So I wasn't diagnosed until I was on Army Wives working and, you know, working successfully as an actor. And I was diagnosed, you know, well into my 30s.
Wow. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that it was so late in the game. You know,
yes.
What I admire is everyone that I know that has ADHD are outside the box thinkers because they can't live confined within a box. And if you look at even Albert Einstein, the biggest outside the box thinker in history, he had ADHD.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that you mentioned that. You know, as I said, you know, my mission is to uplift and empower children and adults living with ADHD. And there's a lot of negative stereotypes out there about ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
There are some things about it that are actually gifts. Creativity is one of them. And thinking outside of the box is also another advantage of ADHD. So, you know, I really want to send the message that, yes, there are very specific challenges that you have to manage. However, it's not a death sentence. And if you focus on the gifts and the things that come with ADHD, then you can have a wonderful life.
You know, I love how you harnessed your ADHD into a career that was conducive to how your brain was wired. Can you imagine if you'd become a CPA?
No, I wouldn't. I would never have done that. I mean, this is a true story. You know, when I'm doing something that I'm very passionate about, I can do it for 16 hours a day. When I'm acting on a set, I'll be there 16 hours a day, totally and completely engaged the entire time. I attempted to write a script not too many years ago, and within 30 minutes, I wanted to hang myself from a tree. And it just goes to show you that, you know, if you do focus on a career choice that works with the way your ADHD brain works, you can stay motivated and engaged and effective and create powerful results versus if you're doing
That's
something
great.
That that doesn't support the way you think or the way your body is designed.
Hey, Wendy.
Well, plus, I think that would go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask, Wendy, do you think that with the advent of, you know, we have early intervention and now they're catching ADHD earlier, do you think that we're seeing more of it and that there's because we have better diagnostic tools or because there's just more kids?
I think we have better diagnostic tools.
You think they were always there, we just didn't know it?
I think so. I think a lot of kids who had ADHD before this became a prominent diagnosis, I think that they were labeled as, you know, bad kids, lazy kids, stupid kids. I really struggled through primary school. It was really, I loved to learn. It was just the format itself. My body and brain weren't designed to sit in a room for 8 hours to do anything in one chair. It's just not the way I'm built. You know, so I really struggled with the structure of the of my school system. So now I think with diagnosis, I think we're learning that there are many different kinds of brains out there. And if you utilize the way your particular brain works, you can, as I said, you can create magical things.
Yeah, you can be a massive success. I mean, if you look at people...
Absolutely.
Robin Williams. I mean, you look at some of these celebrities like yourself that have come out and shared it. It's very powerful, their career, Jim Carrey. I mean...
Absolutely.
People that hear these names...
Can you see Jim Carrey? Can you see trying to contain Jim Carrey in a cubicle?
Telemarketer. Would you like to buy some Time magazines?
I mean, exactly. I mean, you know, can you imagine trying to contain him in a cubicle? You know, and so I'd like to be the first, and hopefully I'd like to promote other, you know, people, creative people, you know, to come out and share that they have ADHD. Channing Tatum is another one.
Right. Well, I commend you for actually sharing your message and giving people hope. Let me, quick question, are there any triggers you have to watch out for that may trigger the ADHD, like sugar, caffeine, is there anything that you've got to watch out?
Sure, shiny things.
Shiny, what?
It's true, shiny things. It's very, very interesting. For me, if I'm on the set and there are lots and lots of things going on, if there's, you know, cars and people, and if there's basically more than 100 people on set, and there's just a lot of activity, it is very challenging for me to focus on this one person standing across the way from me.
So you stay away from Walmart.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, so I think everyone's ADHD, ADD is individualized. And, right. You know, each person learns to manage their ADHD. But there are certain things that you can do, general things that you can do to be more effective.
Well, that is such great information. And thank you so much, Wendy, for more information on CHAD. Children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. You can go to chad.org. CHAD was founded in 1987 to improve the lives of people affected with ADHD, and they offer support for individuals, parents, teachers, professionals, and others. To learn more, you can go to chad.org. In the last 20 seconds here, Wendy, give us where people can find out more about you and managing ADHD powerfully.
Great. Well, if people would like to find out more about me, they can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Wendy D. Official.
Wendy D. Official. You can find out how she deals with this and follow her experiences. It's such an interesting story. Thank you so much, Wendy. You're listening to Your Good Health Radio. I'm Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned and stay well.